This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Okay, summer travelers, you've been to Disneyland. You hate the beach, and you cannot stand one more museum. You are not alone. Some people are turning to the sites of man-made disasters for an alternative summer vacation. Joining us is journalist Eric Smiley. He's compiled a list of these disaster destinations for the magazine Good, which is both a print and online publication. Eric, you list several environmental disaster sites in your article, like the floating garbage patch in the Pacific Ocean and an open pit mine in Montana that's now filled with badly polluted water. How did the idea of disaster site vacation spots occur to you?
It started with the Salton Sea, actually, which is a lake in Southern California that's sort of out of balance ecologically. I saw a documentary about the lake, and at the end of the documentary, someone was asking, where could you stay if you wanted to visit the lake? And the documentarian was kind of flabbergasted by the question. He didn't think anyone would want to actually go and see the place, and that surprise sort of planted the seed in my mind. I thought, yeah, I want to go see this place too.
Your piece actually explains how the Salton Sea came to be. Would you just tell us about that?
At the turn of the last century, engineers were rerouting the Colorado River, and they built a poor levee that burst, and the Colorado River flooded into a depression in the desert for about 2 years. It spilled trillions of gallons of water and ended up forming a giant lake.
In your research and writing about these places, did you find that there is any kind of tour of disaster sites or kind of wretched spots of the earth that you wouldn't normally think of as places to go?
Tours of polluted or ecologically impacted sites have been popping up around the country. There's an artist in San Francisco who led a tour of Superfund sites in Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley has the highest concentration of Superfund sites in the nation. A classic one is the Nevada test site. Of course, they tested our nuclear bombs. There's also a group in Texas called Texas Toxic Tour, and they've found some of the hot spots for pollution in Texas.
So what you did was assemble a list of areas that you might want to go and see just because maybe you've heard about them or they're interesting in their way, although one wouldn't normally think of them as desirable places to go to.
But there's something fascinating about them. I don't think just in a morbid, sort of cynical way, but I think they could be popular destinations. For example, the Berkeley Pit that's full of toxic water in Butte, Montana, I think that could be a really romantic destination.
This is a huge, I've actually seen this place, a huge open pit mine with water that is so polluted that when a flock of geese settled on this thing, they all died. Why do you think people might enjoy that site?
I think people travel to see places that are rich in history. I think they go places to learn about our culture, and a place like the Berkeley Pit or any of the places in this article are spots that are rich with both those things. They're rich in history and culture, and I think they're all beautiful in their own way.
Eric Smiley's list of the most happening disaster vacation sites is at Good Magazine. Eric, thank you.
You're welcome.